This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Greater Life Church in Locust went before the Locust City Council to get approval for an expansion of their church. They want to build a 17,500 square foot sanctuary and 128 new parking spaces. Currently, they have about 400 adults and 100 children that attend their services, and they have to use two services because their hall can only hold 250 people. And here is Rusty Eifert along with town manager for Locust, Cesar Carrera, talking about the petition for the rezoning.
We have a conditional zoning tonight for a Grain of Life Church. I think that the Planning and Zoning Board has already reviewed this, as well as we dealt with that last month before seeing folk here. And everyone should have had a chance to take a look at that. Cedar, if you want to get started, we'll go ahead and do our public here on that particular conditional holler.
Council received most Friday a copy of the complete rezoning packet for the Radio Left Church, which includes a description, the type of rezoning that they're requesting, size of the property. This is, like Mike mentioned, it was submitted to the City of Locust on December the 9th. It got in front of the Planning and Zoning Board two times, I would say. The first time, weren't any issues with the building or aesthetics or anything. There was two questions surrounding the same case or easement. That was resolved. It pushed the deliberation from the Planning and Zoning Board by a few days. And then on January 21st, they came back and they received a unanimous favorable recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Board. This property is located adjacent to the new Quick Trip gas service station that is being built. And the idea is that they are going to continue to utilize the existing building, but they're looking to build a new auditory congregation sanctuary of approximately 17,500 square feet directly behind it, and then also improve in parking because the parking that they have in the front is going to be adequate to continue to sustain the membership of their church that exists today. It will be on the left, and then there will be additional parking in the rear.
And the Locust City Council approved the Greater Life Church request for rezoning. The Stanley County Economic Development Commission will hold their monthly board meeting on Monday, March 24th at 5 p.m. in the Partnership Meeting Room. They'll go over their financial, get the director's update, and some product development initiatives discussion update, and hear from their partners as well. Stanley County School Board also approved about $284,000 for new furniture and equipment for the new Endy Edition. And here's Facilities Director Mr. Benton with that request.
Good afternoon, Board. So yesterday afternoon in our work session, we went through all the new idea furniture selections that we've put together for Endy Elementary Edition. I come to you tonight to approve that, to where we can move forward with the purchasing of all the new equipment, furniture, and items of that sort for the new addition.
Not then I entertain a motion to approve the bid from New Idea. So we have a motion to approve the bid. It's for $284,004.32.
Stanley County School Board recently approved the sale of about 11 vehicles on GovDeals. And here is Mr. Dunley with the specifics on that.
Okay, and there's a list that you should have of some surplus vehicles that we have that we need to get rid of. All of the vehicles on this list are either they're not functioning, they have mechanical issues, they're not worth repairing, or they're non-repairable. This is going to be put on our GovDeals account to be sold at public auction through GovDeals.com. We ask for that permission tonight to go forward with that.
Some of the school board members were recognized at their meeting for going above and beyond and completing some training. And here is Dr. Jared Dennis with that presentation.
Moving on, I want to recognize the North Carolina School Board Association Academy of Sports, or Schools Boardsmanship, excuse me. And we'll read a little something, and I want to call some people up for recognition. Through the North Carolina School Board Association Academy for School Boardsmanship, school board members are provided with high-quality training programs to help them effectively fulfill their responsibilities as leaders of public education in North Carolina. In addition, the program requires opportunities for school board members to meet the requirement of General Statute 115C-50, mandating 12 clock hours of training every 2 years. Recognition is awarded to individuals who participated in a minimum of 30 hours of training during the current academy year, which runs from July 1 through July 30th, and I would like to recognize some individuals. The first I would like to recognize is Ms. Glenda Gibson. Next, I would like to recognize Mr. Rufus Leffler. Now I recognize Ms. Carla Poplin. And last but certainly not least, Ms. Vicki Watson. Again, thank you on your achievements, and that's all for tonight. Thanks.
Congratulations to those of you who were recognized. These hours of training are hours that they do over and above the time that is spent with other things that go on this board. So thank you so much to the four of you that were recognized.
And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers today. Highs in the low 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, dropping to the low 40s. Out the door Tuesday, lots of sunshine and highs again in the low 70s. This forecast is brought to you by Desco, where you can get anything electrical online at DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
Big Fox Entertainment presents The Rick Burgess Show with Speedy, Greg Burgess, Eddie Van Adler, and Rick Burgess.
Are you ready?
And here we go, America.
Are you ready?
The question before everyone is, are you ready?
Are you ready?
We ready. Are you ready, America?
Are you ready?
Brand new hour, brand new day, brand new week. So much to cover from the weekend. You, America,